My name is Sally Berger, and I'm in the Department of Film. I'd like to introduce this afternoon's panel on body, sexuality, and identity. Just again to remind you of the format, we will have the panelists speak. There will be I will pose a few questions, and then we'll open up the questions to the audience. And then following that, there will be a response. So the panelists today are Marina Abramovich, artist, Beatrice Colomina, professor of architecture and director of the program in media and modernity, Princeton University, Gita Kapoor, critic and curator, New Delhi, and Martha Rossler, artist. Catherine De Zeger is curator and art historian, New York, Kortrijk, Belgium, and she'll be the respondent. So without further ado, we'll start with Marina Abramovich.
Good afternoon. So we had a lunch, and now we have body, identity, and sexuality. So I never been in this kind of crowd, and I have to, with so warm and so intense from these conversations this morning, and I never actually made a statement publicly, which I'm going to make now, and I swear I'm telling the truth. So, I am not a feminist artist. I am a woman, but I am not the woman artist. I am just an artist. I'm sorry, but I have to explain that I come from a completely different culture than you come. I come from, you know, ex-Yugoslavia, with my mother and father being partisans, my mother being major of the army, and being totally equal. So I was fighting my mother all my life, you know, to get my independence. And we never heard about feminism till I left Yugoslavia, ever. So you can't blame me for that. So I made my work in these conditions. Now, I'm not going to give a talk, and I didn't make papers. I would just like to show you some visual materials which I, you know, make in my statements. So the first thing is more like anthropological. Can we go on? Where is this little thing? I always miss little thing. Oh, here. Okay. So I wanted to show you something that I actually discovered some years ago, and I don't know you know so much about. It's a phenomenon only in South of Balkan, where my, you know, origin comes, Montenegro, and Albania. And there's a type of women, they call them virginas. So there are two types of them. The one type is the women who actually have many children, maybe 10, 15, 16, you know, in that time, in the First World War, and, you know, in the 20s and in 900 something, and the men will go to the war, and then the men will be killed, and the woman will be left with all these children. So in a way, to survive her family, she will completely cut her hair, dress the man clothes, take a gun to protect the family, and become a man. But not only that will become the man in a just visual sense, she will also try, her hormones will change, and she will start to grow mustache and beard. It's quite amazing. So this is one type. Another type of these virginas are the women who decide as a very young to stay virgins all their life. And there are many reasons. Sometimes they're only female in the family, and sometimes there's the only one boy in the family, and then the boy is protected to stay home, and the woman go instead to the war. And these women are not lesbians. They don't have any relationships. They are absolutely virgins till the end of their life. What is interesting in this old situation is that actually they take entire rights like a man, and they are fully accepted in the men's society, absolutely accepted. So they have all the freedom as a man will have, and they will really be respected in the same way. From these virginas, there are only something like 3 or 4 left life in the world right now, and there are 1 in Montenegro and 2 in Albania. And I'm just show you, only clickering slides. So And it's quite an interesting phenomenon because I didn't see anywhere else this example. The idea that actually you sacrifice your marriage and stay virgin in order to become free as a bi man. And then, I just go on with this one. I show you, this is the last one, life. The one from Montenegro. I don't have Albanian ones. So the second thing I would like to show you, it's I made a research, it took me about 2 years, about sexuality in Balkan countries, where I find out before, you know, communism, before socialism, before Christianity, it was a pagan culture. And in this pagan culture, it's amazing customers where actually there's some of the villages in remote parts of ex-Yugoslavia been, you know, traditionally there's still some of this the ceremonies left. I never saw any visual material that didn't exist, just manuscripts and old scriptures in the different books. And I decided to make something called Balkan Erotic Epic, which consists of 14 different video installations. But I also made a small version of 12 minutes of film, which I want to show you. And it's basically like a lecture, which I'm the professor and telling you about these things. Certain things I could not film because of our moral issues in our century, so I just made a cartoon, because through the cartoon you can say everything. And it took me 2 years to cast the people. They are normal people from the different parts of Serbia. They are pensioners, they are old women, young women, they are men, you know, different professions, and never been in the front of the camera. And another thing what is interesting, especially the men part, it took me very, very long time to make the piece, which you're going to see on the end. For me, it was very interesting to ask men just to stand in the front of the camera with erection and do nothing. Because you never see a sexual organ without moving. There is always something happening, or in the porno movies, or in the love stories. But if you ask men just to stand in a heroic position and look in the front of the camera, you get something totally different. The most interesting part was that the male and female organs in this culture was used completely for different reasons, for healing, for the fertilization of the earth, for removing the different diseases, to make the rain stop, and so on and so on. There is a very old belief that women from every age in the village, when the rain will not stop and there will be floods, will run into the fields, lift their skirts, and show their vagina in order to scare the god to stop the rain. And I found that this amazing, powerful thing, if you can scare the god with your vagina. Okay, so let's... So I wanted to show you, this is 12 minutes, please have a patient. It's not boring. Okay. Can we go on the... Yeah. And lie down. Let's put lie down. Sound. More sound.
Vagina, breasts, being used as a tools against the sicknesses, evil forces of nature, etc., etc.
Please, more sound, just a little more, because. Yeah.
If the horse or the bull could not pull the heavy weight, it was believed they would be cured completely from their weakness if the man opened the trousers and rubbed with his right hand his genitals and then touched the horse or the bull. If the woman would like her lover or her husband to love her in Balkan, she would take a small fish and insert in her vagina and leave it there over the night. When the fish die in the morning, she will take fish out, then she will make a powder of it and mix it with the coffee and give her husband or her lover in the morning. That is believed that if he drinks this coffee, he will never leave her. In Balkan, during the difficult child delivery, the husband will kneel next to his wife and take his vows out, and with him he will make the cross between her breasts. This will be believed that will make much more for her the easy child delivery. To make the crops grow, the man will masturbate into the earth. To distract the enemy on the battlefield during the battle, the Balkan woman would undress herself and start making obscene movements to distract him. To save her child from the evil eye, The Balkan woman, before the child leave the house, will lift her skirt, put her hand under the skirt and harap her vagina, and then she will gently rub the face of her child and then let him go. Till 19th century in Balkan, if child was ill, it was believed that he could be cured if the beekeeper would take him and put his trousers down and with his naked ass touch all the bee hives. For protection of the crop, especially the cabbage, of destruction of the larva, the men will take one larva very early in the morning, before the sunrise, and tie it with a black thread around the phallus of the young child, till the larva die. It was believed that that action would protect fields and all the cabbage for the whole summer. On the wedding day, to protect himself from impotence, the groom will go to the bridge and make three holes. Then he will take his phallus and penetrate his bridge, each hole, saying it, in the same way I penetrated the holes in the bridge, the same way I will penetrate my wife. This was absolutely believed that would save him from any impotence.
Прости, Боже, грехи, которые...
Okay, let's stop the projection. So just, I like visual things. So next thing I wanted to show you, just the last, is the very short clip I found on the Italian television. And I really like it. I hope you too. Okay, can we see the next clip? It's just 30 seconds. We don't have picture. Stop! 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 We don't have picture. So put the light down. Let's have the picture. Please. You see, did you notice that all the equipment is done by men in this room? Behind the stage. Okay. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm very fond of the cleaning advertising, like, you know, especially German ones, but Italian is not bad too. Because the cleaning advertising, there's always this woman clean the stove, clean the floor, and then she's so happy. Okay, and light, please. Wait, just to tell you the joke, and then we are finishing. So I just wanted, I always think joke is so good for the digestion after the lunch, because it's, Tibetan Lama always told me, if you love, that's really good for your digestion. So this is the little remark. What is the difference between Louis Bourgeois and George Baselitz? The difference is that George Baselitz is another German painter, but Louis Bourgeois is an artist. Thank you.